Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy of all our praise. Glory, 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 hallelujah to the Most High, God Almighty, the maker and the creator of everything. This is truly a day that the Lord has made, and we must rejoice in it. Amen. You just tuned into the second half of the Hour of Power, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, with your ministering host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. We do pray that everybody had a great day today in the name of the Lord. We're going to go ahead and go into prayer, and then we're going to go into our message. Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, a day that we've never seen before. Father God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Father God, for all things. Oh, Father God, we thank you, God, because you are the God of the impossible. You are a God that can heal our minds, our souls, our bodies, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, that somebody's mind will be healed, oh, Father, that somebody will come out of the world of sin. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Jesus came that all might be saved through him. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your deliverance power, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for setting somebody free, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, that you will heal, and touch the mind of people, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, Father, let your word go forth today with power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you're God. Oh, God, you are the awesome God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for salvation, oh, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that he shed it over 2,000 years ago. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you loved us just that much, that you sent your only begotten Son into a world that was dying of its sin. Oh, God, we thank you right now that because Jesus lives, we shall live in him. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your holy word. Oh, God, we praise you right now. Hallelujah. For you're so worthy, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for so that's going to come to Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you right now for it, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the souls, oh, God. We pray, oh, Father God, that they will get sick and tired of living in sin, oh, God, and that they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that they will choose this day who they will serve, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-ins all over the world, the bereaved families all over the world, Father. We pray that you will comfort them, oh, Father, for you are a comforter, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray that every need shall be met in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, because you are a God of supply. Hallelujah. You're a God, hallelujah, that does supernatural things. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. God, we praise you right now for all things. We thank you. We love you. We adore you. We lift your name on high. We magnify the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We magnify his name, for he is so worthy of all our praises. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, for God is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. There is only one true and living God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message will be coming from John today, amen, one of my favorite books, John, hallelujah. And I am going to come from John, the 11th chapter, and I am going to start reading at verse 11 in your own devotional time, if you would go back and read the entirety of the chapter, so that you can get an understanding of God's word and what he's saying unto you. Amen. And I'm going to start reading at verse 11. Amen. And the word of God reads, "These things said he, and after that he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go, and that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciple, Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep." In other words, they thought Jesus was saying that Lazarus was just taking a night's sleep or went to bed and just went to sleep. So they didn't see any reason for them to really have to go, because they thought that Jesus was saying, like, we go to bed at night and get up the next morning if God allows us to. Amen. Glory to God. But then Jesus said, verse 14 says, "Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead." But, you know, they probably were still thinking, well, okay, Lazarus is dead, but why are we still going? Hallelujah. Why are we still going? Because he's already dead. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we're going to skip on over to verse 23, and it says, "And Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again," talking to Martha, amen. "And then Jesus said, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Amen. Glory to God. And then I'm going to read the final scripture here. And it says, "And when he thus had spoken," 43, "he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth." Amen. And our key scripture will be verse 11. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the title of our message today is From Death to Life. From Death to Life. Here was Lazarus, God's son, the son of God. Hallelujah. Would rise Lazarus from death to life. Hallelujah to Jesus. We just read that God's son had said unto his disciples, you know, Lazarus is asleep. You know, when you belong to Christ, we as believers, when we die a physical death, hallelujah, in the spirit, we yet live, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. He said, but he's just asleep. But at the same time, Jesus was getting ready to do a miracle to show them how the resurrection of his own body, glory to God, would come back to life, that God would raise him from the dead, glory to God. Now, here was Jesus. He intentionally waited so many days before he went. Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. Hallelujah to Jesus. But when they got there, hallelujah to Jesus, the people were mourning and crying and carrying on because Lazarus was dead. But Jesus said unto them, he keeps telling them, you know, he's asleep. He's going to rise again. Because first of all, Lazarus was a believer of Christ. He was a follower of Christ. And he loved Christ. And Christ loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. He loved them. He says it in the scripture. He said, this is what he does. He said, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. See, Lazarus was sick, but all sickness is not unto death. Glory, hallelujah. Some of us are sick in sin. Glory to God. But if we would change our life and come out of the grave of all of those dead things, oh, glory to God, sin, sin, sin. We're living in sin. We're living in sin. I, myself, lived in sin until I came to Jesus. And when I changed my life and decided that day that I was going to live for Jesus, no matter what anybody said, all the dead things around me got to go. When I decided that I was going to live for Jesus, and from that day, I came from death to life because I chose the risen Savior. I chose the Savior that rose again. Hallelujah. Lazarus came from death to life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oftentimes in our lives, we're living in a way full of sin. Sin. Sin kills the soul. It's her death. Sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us are wallowing down in our sin. We don't want to come out of the grave. See, the Bible says that Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave. He called him out. Jesus is calling some of you. He got work for you to do. Still try to hold on to the dead things in the grave that you need to let go of so that you can have life in Jesus. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believeth in him shall live. They shall rise again if they believe. But see, the disciples, and even Martha and Mary, they didn't really understand what Jesus was trying to say to them because he was trying to let them see that he too was going to the cross. He was going to die, and he was going to go to the grave, but he was going to come from death to life. Glory, hallelujah. He was trying to get them ready, yet they did not see it clearly. Glory to God. But he was getting them ready. He was telling them what was going to take place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A miracle from death to life. Jesus even showed them again in the scripture when he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. He did the same thing. They said the same thing. Jesus said unto them, she sleeps. What did they say? Really? She's dead. But he spoke to her and told her, little girl, arise. Get up. Jesus is calling some of you to get up out of the grave. Get up. The grave symbolizes the things in our lives that are dead. When Jesus called Lazarus from the grave, then no other dead stuff come out of the grave. Lazarus came out of the grave. Why did he come out of the grave? Because Lazarus, first of all, belonged to God. Hallelujah. The dead in Christ shall rise. When Jesus called your name, Jesus, when he called your name, call you up out of the grave. It's time to move. Your faith ought to make you want to move. Your faith ought to make you want to come out of the grave. It ought to make you want to come out of sin. Glory to God. And have life. From death to life. It's in him. When Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, it didn't say nothing else came out of that grave but Lazarus. And the Bible says that he came forth and he still had the grave clothing on him and his head was still wrapped. And the Bible says that Jesus said, loosen. See, when you come out of that grave and you get loose, when you find a true and living God and you get loose, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The death to life. You know now that your name is written in the Lamb book of life, but you got to come out of the world of sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can't serve two masters. You can only serve him. You can only serve God. You can only serve him. You can only serve him. You cannot be down in the grave of all of these dead bones, dead things. You know the Bible, Jesus, glory to God. If you, Jesus, it's just like if you see a buzzard on the road. You can have something lying on the road. He ain't going to mess with that. He ain't going to mess with nothing that's alive. But when a buzzard comes, he comes to pick up that is dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, Jesus came over 2,000 years ago so that you can come from death to life in him. He is resurrection and life. You shall live in him if you believe. You shall rise. You shall live and you shall not die. But you got to choose Jesus. You got to choose the truth. Many people don't want the truth. That's why so many people still down in the grave. That's why so many people, Jesus is calling you out. But you still trying to hold that down in there. You allow people to hold you down in the grave. Hallelujah. But Lazarus came out when he heard when Jesus called his name. Will you come out when Jesus called your name? See, the Bible says not only did he come out, he was seen with Jesus. See, there were evidence and proof that those that are in Christ, those that believe and have faith in God and believe that Jesus will raise from the dead, they shall live. Hallelujah. From death to life. He was seen with Jesus. Hallelujah. The man that was in the grave, that was dead. Now, I don't know about you, but I can say about me. Hallelujah to Jesus. I was in that grave. Oh, hallelujah. Someone I was doing to myself, and other people were doing it to me too. Glory to God. Someone wanted me dead. Oh, glory to God. But I still him because of the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Living in sin. Hallelujah. Full of sin. The grave is full of sin. Hallelujah. Dead things that we need to let go. God can raise you from the dead to life. He will have a plan for your life. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. That's full of life and abundance. Glory to God. That's why he came, Jesus, that we might be set free from death. When Jesus rose from the dead, glory to God, when he rose from the dead, he defeated death. Sin is death. It's death. Eternal death in the spirit. We all got to go down that road of a physical death. Hallelujah to Jesus. We're not going to make that appointment. That's one appointment that we're going to keep. But are you ready? For the Son of Man is soon to return. Are you ready? Are you ready for his return? Glory to God. God loved you so much that he sent Jesus. Hallelujah. When you're living in sin, he don't like your lifestyle. But he loves all people. He loved me. He loved you. He loved her and him. He loves the whole world. Hallelujah. From death to life. Don't you want to live? Don't you want to live? You know, many times people think because they have the best of life that they truly living. But if your soul ain't saved, don't matter how much money you got, don't matter what kind of house you're living in or what kind of car that you're driving, if you don't know who Jesus is, you're going to live your eyes up in hell. I know people don't want to hear that, but the word of God tells us that we must know who Jesus is. We must believe and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. We got to confess our sin. We got to repent of our sin for us to come from death to life. When you come to Jesus, you come to life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't let the devil fool you. It is life after death. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he allowed us to see that when he raised Lazarus from the dead. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. You need to open up your heart and open up your mind and receive Christ today. Hallelujah to Jesus. For he is an awesome God. He came that you might be saved. Hallelujah to Jesus. We must be born again. We must have the word, and our spirit must be reborn. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Come forth. Come forth out of the grave. Rise up and come out. Come out of the world of sin. Come out. While you still have time, come out of a grave of sin. Come out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. He will heal your brokenness. Hallelujah. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set your mind free. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you got to be willing to give up the world. You got to be willing to give up all of the dead things in your life that's taking you to the grave. Glory to God. A soul that's dead with no life. Jesus, hallelujah. My prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will come out of the grave of sin and seek Jesus. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, that they will come out of the world of sin and live for you. I pray, Father God, that they will repent of their sin while they yet have time, while the blood is yet running warm in their veins. Glory, glory to God. You came that not might be lost. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let them come unto Jesus. While you still have time, come unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Come out. Lazarus, come forth out of the grave. Hallelujah. All the dead things were left behind. You can't take the dead things with you. Jesus in life. Hallelujah. Leave it all behind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we pray for healing of the mind, the soul, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal, touch. Touch the lost even now, Lord. Touch. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord. Heal the mind, the soul. Oh, God. Oh, God, we pray that they will have a revelation of you, that they'll get sick and tired of wallowing down in sin. Oh, hallelujah. They get tired of the darkness, oh God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus came over 2,000 years ago that all might have life in him. He allowed Lazarus to come forth. He raised John's daughter so that we would see that he can bring you from death to life. Hallelujah. If you will only believe thou this, that the Son of Man came because God loved you just that much. Believe that he rose again for you and me. Believe that the Son of Man took all of the stripes upon his body for you. The pierce in his side for you and me, for the world. Believe that God sent him that you might have life, that you might come from death to life. Hallelujah. It will be a sad day for you to close your eyes and not know who Jesus is. To have eternal death. Hallelujah. To have eternal death. Hallelujah. When you could have had life. Because he said, I came for all. That none should perish. Shed my blood, he said. I shed my blood on Calvary. Hallelujah. Come out of the grave while you still got time. Come out of sin. Hallelujah. I know the devil make you thank you. Thank you having a show enough good time. I mean, you know, like one preacher said one time when he was in the world of sin, he was having a good time. He don't know what folks talking about, but he was having a good time. But good time in that darkness and that sin is going to give you eternal death. And Jesus came that you might live in him. He came that you could come from death. Because we're all born in sin. All of us fell short of the glory of God. But because he loved us. I'm so glad that he loved us just that much. That he laid down his life for us. Hallelujah. He is able to keep us. He's able to deliver us. He's able to set us free. His blood washes away the sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you have to choose who you're going to serve. He's going to force himself on you. He's not going to do that. He gives you a choice. And while you yet live, if you don't know who he is, it's time now to get your life right with God. Backsliders, it's time now to come back to God. Hallelujah. First love, time now. Hallelujah. From death to life. Aren't you glad that Jesus came? Aren't you glad that he yet lives? Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Because Jesus came that we might have life and not die. Isn't that something? Isn't that? That's real love right there. I know some of y'all speaking some real love, but you want some real love, find Jesus. Hallelujah. Because that's where you're going to find the real love. It's in him. Hallelujah. Jesus, that's what the Bible says. He loved the Lazarus. He called him. Lazarus came. Will you come today? Will you come? Hallelujah to Jesus. Will you come unto Jesus? Hallelujah to Jesus. That your soul might be saved. Hallelujah. Get your life right with God. Amen. While you still have time. Amen. We don't like closing out the show without doing the invitation. Amen. To Christ. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, amen, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with Christ today, amen. Leave me a message on Facebook. Inbox me if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to life. Amen. Glory to God. Just have a couple of announcements. Amen. Just want to remind you of Friday night prayer, which will be May the 2nd. Amen. At 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make sure you mark that on your calendar. Amen. Call-in number is 1-605-475-4000, access code 494-670-pound, amen. We do hope and pray that you tuned in to the Pathetic Corner today, the first half of the Hour of Power with your ministering host, Prophetess Martha, amen. Glory to God. Also, don't forget to tune in to Tuesday night show, One Word from the Lord with Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, amen, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry and the Pathetic Corner, amen, is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, amen. We do hope and pray that something was said here today that will bring you closer unto God, amen. Oh, hallelujah, for he is soon to return, amen, and you want to be ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The time is now to get your life right with God, amen. So we encourage you and hope and do pray that you will tune in next week at the same time with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, for he is worthy. Amen, amen, and amen.